السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم، خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى اله واصحابه واتباعه وازواجه وذرياته. Round about this time of the year, it is of paramount importance that we ourselves are educated, as well as our children, with regards to the great Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Whilst the Western world will portray their beliefs from their angle with regards to Jesus and his mother Mary, and our children who attend the schools in the Western world, to some extent these beliefs are drilled into their minds and hearts, that how Jesus was born to his mother Mary. And because for them it was not possible to understand the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, many of their beliefs are incorrect with regards to this great Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the short time we have today, I would like to shed some light upon this great Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and beliefs connected to both him as well as his mother. First of all, it's necessary to understand that as Muslims, we revere Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. We honor him. In fact, the Christians may find it surprising to know that we honor and revere Isa alayhi salatu wassalam even more than they do so. We look up to each and every prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we take guidance from the life of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned Isa alayhi salatu wassalam multiple times in the glorious Quran. So Isa alayhi salam is a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our belief. As far as the two main other faiths and religions are concerned, Judaism and Christianity, They have both adopted different extremes. The Jews have adopted this extreme where they have completely degraded the status of Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. And they believe that Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's mother, Sayyiduna Maryam alayhi salam, na'udhu billah, she was an unchaste woman. And after committing sin with a strange man, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came into existence. On the other hand, we have the Christians whose belief is that Sayyiduna Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, O Jesus, his rank and status is so high that they place him on the same level as Allah and God himself. And they say he is Ibnullah, he is the son of God. Yet again the Muslims have taken the moderate path. We do not lower Isa alayhi salatu wasalam under what his actual rank and value and status is, nor do we elevate him more than what his rank and status is. We do that with our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam also, and we do that with every other prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as far as Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's birth is concerned, whilst the remaining of the world will find it difficult to understand and believe in this fact that a child cannot come into this world without a mother and a father. And they believe that it's necessary for a father to be present. Without a mother and a father, without a male and a female, a child cannot come into this world. So they have had to make these theories which go contrary to the teachings of the Quran. Whether they say Joseph is the father, whether they say Allah is the father. We will say, even Allah is not the father, even Jesus, even Joseph is not the father. But rather, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted his qudrah and his power to manifest in this world and show us that as far as a human coming into this world is concerned, there are four possibilities. Possibility number one is the normal way in which a person comes into this world. There's a male and there's a female. There's a father and there's a mother. And through the meeting of the male and the female, a child comes into this world. This is how we have all come into this world. Number two, there is no male involved and there is no female involved. This is how the very first human being, Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salam, came into this world. He doesn't have a father, he doesn't have a mother. Allah Ta'ala himself created him. خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَاب. Allah created him with sand, with clay, with soil. Number three, a female is not involved, but a male is involved. This is how the first woman was created, Sayyiduna Hawa alayhi salam. She was created from the left rib of Adam alayhi salam. Which means that there was one scenario remaining, that a female is involved, but a male is not involved. So in order to complete and manifest the complete qudra and power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Isa alayhi salam come into this world in this fourth manner. That there was no father, but there was a mother. And Maryam alayhi salam gave birth to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam despite not having a male partner. This was a sign, this was a miracle. And it was a sign of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that just as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create Adam alayhi salatu wasalam without a father and without a mother, he can create Isa alayhi salatu wasalam without a father. Hence the Quran's declaration is, إِنَّ مَثَلَ عِيسَىٰ إِنَّ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ. The example of Isa in the eyes of Allah is the example of Adam alayhi salam. So Isa alayhi salatu was salam, we have to number one believe he is a great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, he doesn't have a father. He came into this world miraculously. Allah ta'ala created him with only a mother and no father. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam himself declared, when Maryam alayhi salam gave birth to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, her main concern was that how will she present herself to the locals? Because when they will see that she has given birth to a child, their natural reaction will be that how can you give birth to a child when you are not married? If a female in our community, in our family, comes with a child and she is not married, straight away we will lay down the accusation that you have committed sin with a strange man. So she was worried with regards to this accusation which they will make. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instructed her that when you go to your people, you remain silent. And what do you need to say? إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ سَوْمًا. You need to say that I am fasting. And in that Sharia, fasting included, together with refraining from food and drink, that a person also refrains from talking when they are fasting. So, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَانِ سَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. So what did she do? فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ. She just pointed towards the child. That if you want to know the answer as to where this child has come from, how I have given birth to a child without getting married, then this child will answer. So the people began to ridicule and mock her that كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيَّةً. How can we speak to a child who is still in the cradle? But as soon as they questioned her, before she needed to say anything, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam miraculously spoke from the cradle as a baby. And his first words were, Inni Abdullah. I am the servant of Allah. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam's very first words eradicate this belief that he was the son of Allah. Because he himself said, I am the servant of Allah. And the servant of Allah is not the son of Allah. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was not the son of Allah. Jesus is not the son of God. So Isa alayhi salam is a great prophet of Allah. Number two, Isa alayhi salam was born without a father. Number three, when he is born without a father, he is not the son of God. He is not the son of God. In the entire Quran, we find only one woman who has been mentioned with her name. In the entire Quran, there is only one woman's name which has been mentioned. And that is Maryam alayhi salam. Some ulama mention that the woman, she is such a preserved and protected individual, the laws of hijab are such with regards to women that just as the actual woman is supposed to remain preserved and protected in her home from strange men, an individual would not even mention with his tongue the name of his wife. And this was prevalent amongst the Arabs. They would not say their wife's name because this is how much they would conceal their wives. Unfortunate, we live in a time where we no longer conceal our wives. So in a society where the woman was concealed to this extent that they would not even mention the woman's name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the entire Quran only mentions one female's name, and that is Maryam alayhi salam. And in there is an indication that when I have not mentioned any woman's name in the Quran, because a woman is something you are supposed to conceal, and it is also your habit that you don't mention the names of your own wives. If Maryam was my wife, do you really think I would have mentioned this woman's name in the Quran? So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has a mother, but he doesn't have a father. So again, number one, he is a great prophet of Allah. Number two, Isa alayhi salam does not have a father. Number three, Isa alayhi salam is not the son of God. Number four, the fourth belief is that where did Isa alayhi salatu wasalam go towards the end of his life? So again, because these people, they try to understand everything with their brains. This is the difference between a mu'min and a non-mu'min. That a believer believes in the Quran and Hadith even though his brain cannot understand it. Intellect demands something else. But this is the test, that you believe in something that Allah Ta'ala tells you even though your brain cannot understand it, because it's wahi and revelation. So what's their belief? Their belief is that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was crucified. He was crucified on a cross. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explicitly and clearly mentions in the Quran, وَمَا قَتَلُوهُ وَمَا صَلَبُوهُ. They didn't kill Isa alayhi salam, and they did not crucify Isa alayhi salam. So what happened? وَلَكِنْ شُبِّهَ لَهُمْ. The soldiers who went with the intention to kill Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changed the face of one of these individuals. And they thinking that he is Isa alayhi salam, they killed one of their own people. So where did Isa alayhi salam go? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بَلْ رَفَأَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ. Rather, Allah Ta'ala raised Isa alayhi salam towards him up into the heavens. So our belief is Isa alayhi salam was not crucified. He was raised up into the heavens. They crucified the wrong man. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam on the night of Mi'raj went up into the heavens, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says that in the first heaven I met with Adam alayhi salam. In the second heaven, Isa alayhi salam. In the third heaven, Yunus alayhi, Yahya alayhi salam. In the fourth heaven, Idris alayhi salam. In the fifth heaven, Harun alayhi salam. In the sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salam. And in the seventh heaven, Ibrahim alayhi salam. So in the second heaven, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam met with Isa alayhi salam. And now, prior to Qiyamah, Isa alayhi salam will once again descend from the heavens. Now no longer as a prophet, now as a follower of our prophet, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he will descend on the eastern minaret in the masjid in Damascus in Syria. The very place from where the great tyrant has just fled. And we have all seen the pictures of that masjid. And now we can understand why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, all those years ago, prophesied that he will descend on the eastern minaret. Because there is more than one minaret. So Isa alayhi salam will descend there. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will live a life, he will get married, he will have children, and finally Isa alayhi salam will pass away. And when he passes away, Isa alayhi salam will be buried next to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu and Umar radiyallahu anhu in Madinatul Munawwara. So these are some beliefs regarding Isa alayhi salam and Maryam alayhi salam, regarding which we need to acquaint ourselves also and our children also, so that they do not grow up with the false narrative regarding Jesus and Mary, which is taught in the schools. And besides this, there are many other lessons from the life of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam which can be discussed. I will end mentioning just one incident from the life of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, from which we can understand the reality of this world. Once Isa alayhi salatu wassalam decided to travel on a journey. So somebody said to him that, "I want to accompany you on this journey also." So Isa alayhi salatu wassalam granted him permission. During the journey, as is the nature of man, he becomes hungry. So Isa alayhi salatu wassalam said to his companion that, "Go to the shop and purchase some bread." So he purchased 3 breads. But because he was hungry, he ate one and he brought back the remaining 2. When he came back with 2 breads, Isa alayhi salam asked him that, "How many breads did you purchase?" So he said, "I just purchased 2 and they are here in front of me." Isa alayhi salam said that, "Are you sure?" Because Isa alayhi salam was granted one from the many miracles. One miracle was, وَأُنَبِّئُكُمْ مِمَا تَأْكُلُونَ. He could inform you of what you had eaten. If Isa alayhi salam was here right now, he could tell every person here, "This is what you ate for breakfast." And not only this, وَمَا تَدَّخِرُونَ فِي بُيُوتِكُمْ. He can also tell you what you've stored in your houses. So Isa alayhi salam knew that he ate 1 bread. But this person denied it. "I've not eaten anything, I only purchased 2 and the 2 are here." Isa alayhi salam said, "Fine, let's continue walking." When they continued to walk, they saw a blind person. Another miracle Isa alayhi salam was given, he could cure the blind. So Isa alayhi salam placed his hand on the blind person, instantly he was cured. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam said to this companion of his, "Tell me, did you eat 1 bread and bring only 2 back? But he said, "No, I'm not lying. I only brought 2. They continued. Another miracle, that he could cure the leper. So they see a man with leprosy. Isa alayhi salam places his hand, instantly he's cured. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam says, "Now tell me the truth. Did you eat 1 bread? He said, "No, I didn't eat 1 bread. Finally, they reach a place where there are 3 bricks made out of gold. Isa alayhi salam says that, "One gold brick for me, 1 gold brick for you, and 1 gold brick for the person who ate the bread." Now this is where we all fail. Until here, everybody will lie. But when you see the golden brick, you'll do anything. So he said, "Yes, I ate the bread." Isa alayhi salam said, "I don't even want the golden bricks, and I don't want anything to do with you. I'm continuing with my journey. You can have the 3 golden bricks and do whatever you want." Now he's in the middle of a desert with 3 gold bricks, which he cannot lift himself, which he cannot take back to his house. So he's stuck. That, how do I go home with these 3 golden bricks? So in that time, 3 thieves arrive. So when the 3 thieves arrive, the first thing they do is they kill this man. And after killing him, they think to themselves that, "We'll have 1 gold brick each. But we're in the middle of a desert, so we're going to need food." So they send 1 person to get food. The person who goes to get food, he makes this plan that, "I'm going to poison the food. So when I return and them 2 eat the food, they both die. And I have 3 gold bricks to myself." And these 2 make this plan that, when he comes back with the food, we'll kill him. So we can have 1.5 gold bricks each. So what happens? When he returns with the poisoned food, they first of all kill him. Then they think to themselves, "Let's first have the party, then we'll return home." Not knowing the food is poisoned, they eat the poisoned food, they both die also. After some time, Isa alayhi salam returns and he sees the 3 gold bricks are still there and 4 men are dead. He says, "This is the reality of this world. Everything that we are running after, the houses we are running after, the cars we are running after, the nice clothes we are running after, the nice watches we are running after, the gold and the silver we are running after. We want our bank balance to go from 1,000 to 1,000,000 to 1,000,000,000. It's all going to remain behind and we are going to go into the akhirah and in the hereafter. Nothing is going to come with us. What is going to come with us? That which we will invest for the hereafter. The £1 you spend in the path of Allah, that £1 you give to the masjid, that £1 that you spend in charity, That's what is going to assist you in the hereafter. And everything else is going to remain behind. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants us all the ability to understand the correct aqaid and the correct beliefs with regards to this great Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And may He all grant us the realization of how temporary this worldly life is and how important and everlasting the life hereafter is. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Please, if the brothers can stand up in their places. This includes everybody. Because I have received a complaint that only the brothers in the front room are adhering with the advice. So even the rooms in the, even the brothers in the back room, in the classrooms, move forward and fill in all the empty spaces. It's holidays also, so more people will be coming today. So if we can please move forward, fill in all the empty gaps. On the end of the rows, there's space. So if there's young children who don't need that much space for sajda, make the children stand on the end of the rows.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
as was announced last week, there is a loan which needs to be paid off by the masjid and madrasa. So brothers are requested to continue making dua to make this easy and donate generously on your way out. The second announcement is that the madrasa has organized a challenge for the children, the young boys, which is the Fajr challenge. So on your way out, there's a poster on the wall which you can look at and you can read if you need more information, and you can register your child if he lives in this locality. Those who will attend the Fajr Salah during the holidays for the next 2 weeks, then prizes will also be awarded to them. So this is to encourage the young boys to get into a habit of performing Fajr Salah in the masjid. And when they will come to the masjid, then inshallah the fathers will also bring them. So this will also be an exercise for us. And the third announcement is that tomorrow, after Asr Salah, our weekly Dars-e Quran will take place. Again, being the holiday period, the youth and the youngsters and all those who understand the English language are requested to make an effort to attend. Every Saturday after Asr Salah, the Dars-e Quran takes place. And it's an opportunity that once in a week, we get the opportunity to understand the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should value this and we should try and take part in this as many Saturdays as we possibly can. JazakAllah. If before the Adhan, I can just request one more time, everyone just stand up and make the rows, because there are brothers waiting outside now. So if everyone can just stand up once and just make the rows, stand close together. If there's any empty spaces, then fill them in. Don't leave any empty gaps.
Hurry up and try and form the service quickly. There's still space here. Brothers.
Jee, miss it now.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام اتق الله حيثما كنت وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها وخالق الناس بخلق حسن أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المؤمنين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم ومن آذاهم فقد آذاني ومن آذاني فقد آذى الله ومن آذى الله فيوشك أن يأخذه. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم واجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا معهم. اللهم احفظ الحرمين الشريفين والمسجد الأقصى المبارك واجعل اللهم آمنة مطمئنة وسائر بلدان المسلمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المسلمين في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وأصلح ذات بينهم وانصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله ربنا